Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to explore our world and talk about things that we see in our world, smell in our world, touch in our world, taste in our world, and hear in our world. These are called our five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing. First, let's talk about what you see in your world. If you go outside, maybe you see birds in the trees or a farm tractor plowing in a nearby field. Maybe you see a truck going down the street and tall buildings. If you live near the ocean, maybe you see seagulls flying in the sky and, well, maybe you see, let's listen to this song.
I see the brilliant ocean, I smell the gentle breeze. I'm looking for adventure, so I gather all my things. I think I'll take a fishnet, a bucket and some tools. For off I go collecting, so I'll wear old tennis shoes.
Adventures by the ocean, with crabs and fish and snails. I search for little creatures, who knows what I'll unveil. I use a magnifying glass to see in great detail each creature that I gently scoop and put inside my pail.
A shovel will be needed and a smaller net to find the crabs that will be hiding close by the ocean tide. I'll bring a plastic jar to gather water and small plants. I'll take it home to look under my microscope's clear glass.
Adventures by the ocean, with crabs and fish and snails. I search for little creatures, who knows what I'll unveil. I use a magnifying glass to see in great detail each creature that I gently scoop and put inside my pail. Each creature that I gently scoop and put inside my pail.
Next, let's talk about things you smell in your world. What are some of your favorite smells? Maybe it's chocolate chip cookies baking in the oven, or popcorn being popped in the microwave. Or maybe you like the way it smells outdoors after it rains, or the smell of a rose or tulip. What are some smells that are not very pleasant? I can think of a silly one. Listen to this next song. I think you might just agree with me.
It's
Next, let's talk about the sense of touch. When I think of things that I like to touch, petting my dogs and feeling their soft fur is one of my favorites. I also like to touch a soft blanket because I like how it feels on my skin. I don't like how it feels to walk barefoot in the grass. It feels too prickly on my feet. What are some things that you like to touch? A teddy bear? A kitty cat? A soft bunny? Think about all your favorite things to touch in your world. Now, let's talk about the sense of taste. Just thinking about what I like to taste makes me hungry. I like the sweet taste of strawberry ice cream and the salty taste of French fries or a pretzel. I don't like the sour taste of a lemon, but I do like the sour taste of a green apple. I like the bitter taste of broccoli, but not the bitter taste of cranberries. What about you? What are some of your favorite and not so favorite foods to taste? The last sense that I want to talk about is the sense of hearing. But before we talk about the sense of hearing, I'd like you to listen to these next songs. I think you'll learn a lot about sound and how we depend on sounds every day in our world.
Close to your ear? Or have you ever noticed the sound flies make? They make these sounds by moving their wings back and forth. In fact, sound comes from things moving back and forth or vibrating. Vibration is a back and forth motion.
Your mother calls you from downstairs and she sounds concerned. Although you do not see her face, her voice is very stern. You're sleeping but you hear
in a lake? Did you notice the ripples the pebble made? The ripples are water waves spread out from where you threw the pebble, just like sound waves do from vibrating objects. Air ripples are sound waves spread out from things that vibrate and set our eardrums vibrating too. Have learned that sound is what we call sound waves, ripples that move through the air to your ears. When a fire truck is racing toward a fire, the loud siren lets everyone know that it is coming. The siren is vibrating against the air, creating sound. We depend on sounds every day. Are you familiar with these?
Do you know these sounds? Let's play a little game. My name.
you say that water was splashing in the lake, and then the birds were chirping very early at daybreak. Next comes the plane overhead, flying in the sky. Yes, sounds are so important, on sounds we do rely. Can you by name? Were you expecting company? There's someone at the door, and Mom is making eggs and bacon. Do you want some more? The house needs sweeping as the vacuum's really loud. Just think that all this noise is really sound waves all around. Yes, we depend on different sounds every day. Do you wake to an alarm clock? Or does the timer buzz when cookies are ready in the oven? How many other sounds can you think of that you might hear every day? As the train just passed on by, and what about the seagulls by the ocean's gentle tide? The phone is so familiar as we like to talk with friends. Yes, sounds are so important, on sounds we do depend. Yes, sounds are so important, on sounds we do depend.
Awesome time today. I hope you'll think about your five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste, and hearing, because they are all so important. So go outside and look around. Notice what you see. Then breathe in deeply and notice what you smell. Then touch a flower or the sidewalk and notice, how does it feel? Next time you eat dinner or a snack, notice what you taste. And when you are falling asleep at night, notice what you hear and the sounds in your room. Maybe you'll hear this.
Wake in my arms.
This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.